For the wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life through our Lord Jesus Christ. The wages of sin is death. You know, now we all have sinned and come short of the glory of God. All we like sheep have gone astray. We've turned everyone to his own way. The Lord has laid upon him the iniquity of us all. But the wages of sin is death. Well, I'm glad that I know that you've heard this. People will give you a compliment or they'll be talking about you, but you know there's a butt in there somewhere. Okay. You know, I really appreciate what you've done and everything, but... Okay, but... Well, but there's sometimes that it's a good thing when there's butts in there. And I'm sure glad there's a but in this verse. The wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life through Jesus Christ our Lord. Had it not been for the gift, we would have no hope in this life or in the next, had it not been for the gift of God and his bestowal of that gift to us, giving us his Son to die in our stead for the wages of sin. And the fact that this is all through Jesus Christ our Lord. Romans 6:23 is a phenomenal verse. Wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life through Jesus Christ, our Lord. You know, many of us who've been brought up in the Arminian doctrine never could understand how we could attain that gift. But you know what? You don't attain a gift. People say, well, you have to be able to receive the gift. You have to make a decision to receive the gift. But we must understand that the gift of God is not like the gift that man gives us. The gift of God doesn't have any conditions on it. He freely laid his life down. While we were yet sinners, he died for us. And, you know, this is amazing. We be dead with Christ, we believe that we shall also live with him. Knowing that Christ, being raised from the dead, dieth no more. Death hath no more dominion over him. Well, I'm glad that death doesn't have dominion over us. And we know that we are dead to this body of sin and death. But we have become servants of righteousness. That doesn't mean we're perfect. That doesn't mean we are not still walking around in this flesh. It means that we have an inward desire. You know? He says, I speak after the manner of men because of the infirmity of your flesh. For as ye have yielded your members servants to the uncleanliness and to the iniquity and iniquity, even so now yield your members servants to righteousness and to holiness. For when ye were the servants of sin, ye were free from righteousness. What fruit had ye then in those things whereof ye are now ashamed? For the end of those things is death. But now being made free from sin and become the servants to God, ye have your fruits unto holiness and the end everlasting life. For the wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life through Jesus Christ our Lord. Well, I'm glad that we have been loosed. We're no longer bound by the law, but we are now we have been delivered from the law, that being dead wherein we were held, that we should serve in newness of spirit and not in oldness of letter. I had not known sin but by the law, for I had not known lust except the law had said, thou shalt not covet. Well, your sin taking occasion by the commandment deceived me, and by it slew me. Wherefore, the law is holy, the commandment holy, just and good. Well, we know that the law is spiritual, but I am carnal, sold under sin. For that which I do, I allow not, for what I would, that do I not, but what I hate, that do I. If then I do that which I would not, I consent in the law that it is good. For I know that in me, that in my flesh, dwelleth no good thing. For to will is present with me, but how to perform that which is good I find not. For the good that I would I do not, but the evil which I would not, that I do. Now if I do that I would not, it is no more that I do it, but that sin dwelleth in me. I find then a law that, when I would do good, evil is present with me. For I delight in the law of God after the inward man. But I see another law in my members, warring against the law of my mind, and bringing me into captivity to the law of sin, which is in my members. O wretched man that I am, who shall deliver me from the body of this death? Well, you know, have you ever felt that way? O wretched man that I am, who shall deliver me from the body of this death? I know I've felt that way many, many, many times. But I'm glad there's a but there. Okay. I thank God through Jesus Christ our Lord. So then with the mind I myself serve the law of God, but with the flesh, law of sin. Anyone that says that Paul were perfectly sanctified, and was totally sinlessly perfect, was ignoring a great body of scripture. That's all I can say. As we continue through this, we go on into the 8th chapter. There is therefore now no condemnation to them which are in Christ Jesus, who walk not after the flesh, but after the Spirit. For the law of the Spirit of life in Christ Jesus has made me free from the law of sin and death. For what the law could not do, and it was weak through the flesh. Excuse me, I'm going to sneeze. God sending His Son in the likeness of sinful flesh. And for sin, condemned sin in the flesh. The righteousness of the law might be fulfilled in us who walk not after the flesh, but after the Spirit. For they that are after the flesh do mind the things of the flesh, but they that are after the Spirit, the things of the Spirit. For to be carnally minded is death, but to be spiritually minded is life and peace. Because the carnal mind is enmity against God, for it is not subject to the law of God, neither indeed can be. So then they that are in the flesh cannot please God. But ye are not in the flesh, but in the Spirit, if so be that the Spirit of God dwell in you. Now if any man have not the Spirit of Christ, he is none of his. And if Christ be in you, the body is dead because of sin, but the Spirit is life because of righteousness. But if the Spirit of Him that raised up Jesus from the dead dwell in you, He that raised up Christ from the dead shall also quicken your mortal body by His Spirit that dwelleth in you. Therefore, brethren, we are debtors not to the flesh, to live after the flesh. For if we live after the flesh, you shall die. But if you live through the Spirit, do mortify the deeds of the body, you shall live. For as many as are led by the Spirit of God, they are the sons of God. For ye have not received the spirit of bondage again to fear, but ye have received the Spirit of adoption, whereby we cry, Abba, Father. The Spirit itself beareth witness with our spirit that we are the children of God. And if children, then heirs, heirs of God, and joint heirs with Christ, if so be that we shall suffer with Him, that we may also be also glorified together. For I reckon that the sufferings of this present time are not worthy to be compared with the glory which shall be revealed in us. For the earnest expectation of the creature waiteth for the manifestation of the sons of God. For the creature was made subject to vanity, not willingly, but by reason of Him who hath subjected the same in hope. Because the creature itself also shall be delivered from the bondage of corruption into the glorious liberty of the children of God. For we know that the whole creation groaneth and travaileth in pain together until now. And not only they, but ourselves also, which have the first fruits of the Spirit, even we ourselves groan within ourselves, waiting for the adoption, to wit, the redemption of our body. For we are saved by hope, but hope that is seen is not hope. For what a man seeth, why doth he yet hope for? But if we hope for that we see not, then do we with patience wait for it. Likewise the Spirit also helpeth our infirmities. For we know not what we should pray for as we ought, but the Spirit itself maketh intercession for us with groanings which cannot be uttered. And he that searcheth the hearts knoweth what is the mind of the Spirit, because he maketh intercession for the saints according to the will of God. And we know that all things work together for good to them that love God, to them who are the called according to His purpose. For whom He did foreknow, He also did predestinate to be conformed to the image of His Son, that He might be the firstborn among many brethren. Moreover, whom He did predestinate, them He also called, and whom He called, them He also justified, and whom He justified, them He also glorified. What shall we say to these things? If God be for us, who can be against us? He that spared not His own Son, but delivered Him up for us all, how shall He not with Him also freely give us all things? Who shall lay anything to the charge of God's elect? It is God that justifieth. Who is he that condemneth? It is Christ that died, yea, rather that is risen again, who is even at the right hand of God, who also maketh intercession for us. Who shall separate us from the love of Christ? Shall tribulation, or distress, or persecution, or famine, or nakedness, or peril, or sword? As it is written, for thy sake we are killed all the day long, we are counted as sheep for the slaughter. Nay, in all these things we are more than conquerors through Him that loved us. For I am persuaded that neither death, nor life, nor angels, nor principalities, nor powers, nor things present, nor things to come, nor height, nor depth, nor any other creature shall be able to separate us from the love of God, which is in Christ Jesus our Lord.